Ladies and gentlemen, this is what is commonly known as money. It comes in all sizes, colors, and denominations, like people. We'll be using quite a bit of it in the next hour. Luckily, I have enough for all of us.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Apples! Get your apples! Come on, you financial whiz kids. You gotta keep your strength up while your whole house of paper crap is collapsing around your ears. Apples! Come on, you failures. Get your apples!
Oh, Lord, I'm so hungry. Huh? But I don't have enough to buy an apple. Oh, please, dear God. Can I trade you my BlackBerry for it?
Ah, what the hell. Sure, lady. It's just such a kick to see the mighty fallen. Sure, I'll trade your BlackBerry for an apple. Fruit's fruit. Here you go.
Oh, bless you, bless you. And here you go.
Sweet.
Sucker!
Huh? Hey, lady, this isn't a BlackBerry. This is a wallet. And it's stuffed with $55,000. Come back here, you thief. You ripped me off. This won't even buy a freaking paperclip. Oh, damn it. Stiffed again. Ah, hell, I guess I really shouldn't laugh at them. I know their pain. Oh, yeah, I was rich once. Oh, yeah. I put half my money in toilet paper and the other half in revolving doors, and I was wiped out before I could turn around. And it wasn't hard to do at all. You know, you can't help but find the poorhouse. It's the last address on Easy Street. Oh, so now we're all in the same sad sinking ship, aren't we? Yep, looks like the worm has turned. The chickens have come home to roost. Our hash has definitely been settled, and now everybody's in the same sad-ass situation that I've been in for years. Oh, yeah, welcome to the exciting new world of dumpster diving and do-it-yourself dentistry. And hey, if you can scavenge enough ketchup, dog tastes good. Oh, but in all of this, Seekers, all I can do is find more reason to believe the word of Dobbs, because if you remember what he prophetically spouted in a fight with his neighbors back in the mid-50s, it's all come horribly, horribly true. You'll all be eating roach crap by the turn of the century.
Get your Soylent Green here. Try new Soylent Green wine.
Hey!
Soylent Green!
Hey! Soylent Green is people! And people taste good.
Yes?
Don't open the show. Thought you might want to celebrate. Fresh off the boat.
Well, you heard wrong. Pull up a coffin and lie down with the rest of us.
Gee, business is so tough that nobody even wants to owe me anymore.
Give them go.
Gather round, people gonna tell you a tale about the time that the clocks all quit and the government failed.
Every day of the week, a fortune given away.
Yeah!
The music quickly changes as we move into the Wall Street area, the financial district. The cash register of the world, whatever you want to call it.
Money means security. No money means terror.
Oh, oh.
This is Angel. This is Angel. We are the Android Sisters. Today's topic is money. Money is important. Everyone needs money. Have you been deprived of money? Do you suffer from money withdrawal? Do you need a money fix?
Is your money fix not big enough?
What if you lost your job?
A job you can't stand.
The job a machine could do.
And do it better.
What if you lost that?
Then what?
Uh-oh.
No money means terror.
Oh. Oh.
Are you happy?
Do you wonder why you are not happy?
Do you live in a constant state of fear?
Have they made you into a money junkie?
Do you hate your job?
Do you have a job to hate?
Are you looking for a job?
Are you looking for a job you will hate?
A job that could be done by robots?
Is this not a stupid way to live your life?
But you need
money.
Money
means security.
No money means terror.
Oh, oh.
Are you happy?
Do you wonder why you're not happy?
Do you live in a constant state of fear?
You know
how easy it is
to control someone
in that state
of mind.
Do you know
how many hours of the day
you think about money? Do you ever think about
how much you think about
money? Aren't you sick of
thinking about
money? Money. But
money means
security.
No money means
terror.
Oh, oh.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this guided tour of your New York Stock Exchange. The shares we trade here are owned by millions and millions of ordinary Americans, just like you and Howard Hughes and J. Paul Getty. The market is a ticker, a slender piece of tape, which notifies the public of its economic shape, which, if it weren't legal, would be statutory rape that's perpetrated daily from 10 to 3:30. A simple little business, it's ABC. A is for analyst. These are highly skilled professionals who spend their entire lives studying the market. Sir, do you think the market is going up or down?
We have every confidence that if there is no decline, the market will go higher.
We pass the New York Stock Exchange, the nerve center of the U.S. stock market, where transactions reaching into the billions are undertaken every day in the closely packed office buildings and banks. Today, a seat on the exchange cost over $500,000.
Gold. Real gold. More. Give more.
You got it bad.
You're ready.
Yeah, take it to the security bank.
I'll fix you up.
Thank you.
There you are.
You can count on Acorn and me to the end.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Ain't long, we're going to become bankers. Rich bankers.
What for?
Make money, get rich, live high.
How much more high you want to live than we've been living?
Well, you're going to go to work and you're going to like it.
I'm going to work, but I ain't going to like it.
Don't forget, being a banker in a small town's a big job. You know, you're so close to the folks you deal with. Why, your word has got to be twice as good as their bond. There, I'm through preaching. From now on, you're the chief. I'm just the depositor.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not enough merely to teach. One has to punish as well. A little bit of the old pause.
Cause for pause.
Here.
Here I am, Daddy. My, what a big cigar.
Yes, and a big man has smoked it too, honey. Honey, I does everything in a big way.
It must have cost you a lot of money to keep that car and chauffeur while you were at war.
Chicken feed, honey, just chicken feed.
You must be powerful rich.
Oh, I got a little. I got a little.
More, more, more. Lay more eggs. More. Real gold. More! Give more! Some more!
said the hooker.
You see, Mark, that person of irritable mien, he's made a million out of man's inhumanity to man.
Salt of the earth.
Yes, salt of the earth. Perhaps together we can restore his faith in the mystery of life.
Gone are my blues and gone are my tears. I've got good news to shout in your ears. The long lost dollar has come back to the fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. Oh, we're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the sky is coming. Oh man, depression, you are through, you done us wrong. Oh, we never see headline above redline today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. Oh, we're in the money, come on, my honey. Let's lend it, spend it, send it rolling around.
We're in the money, I'll say we're in the money. We got a lot of what it takes to get out.
Sure has a pretty bank.
Hey, what's in all this? Not at all. I'm just getting ready for the new vegetables. Presents, that's all.
What's all this about a new president?
Gee, Mom.
Yeah? Let me resuscitate you.
Say, Mom. By the way, why don't you let me take a shot at reinvesting those government 3.5% of yours? I can get you 6 or 7% easy.
You must never touch those bonds. They're here for the protection of depositors.
Oh, don't be nervous. It'll all be over before you know.
Money, 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 money,
money makes the world go round.
Jones reporting on the state of the bustling American economy. At 12 noon, the Dow Jones averages are down 7.43. Next report on the state of the bustling American economy will be at 1 p.m.
The bigger deals to come.
Oh, my goodness. Champagne. You lived in the poorhouse.
Oh, well, on a day like this, we ought to get fizzed up.
Oh, I suppose you
should. There we are.
Huh? And this country on the brink of a financial absence.
Oh, things would be all right if people take their money out of their stock and stick their foot in it.
That comes along with the territory, right? If you're one of the high rollers. Lots of status. If you will, I'm going to strip you naked. So let me give you some ammunition about the people out there who think that they're doing okay. Now, one of the things you never want to come up to me and say is, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get out! Ow! 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 Stop pummeling me! It's really painful!
That's what I thought.
Ow!
Punk ass.
And he killed me.
I can't stand that because I know how okay most people are doing. You've heard me say that most people in this country are broke. Most of the people in this country are broke. Why do I say that?
Why?
Have you been part of the 5% cutback?
Yeah, dang right.
Has your rent just gone up this month?
Yeah.
Has the inflation escalator just hit you?
Holy mackerel, what a lie.
What do you really mean by that?
If you answer yes to any of those things, you're broke. Don't feel bad, you're in the majority. The first thing I write on the board is a large circle and I put a dollar sign in it. And what I want you to do for the moment is envision that as your income. The most profound thing you need to know is this. Whatever it is, it is.
This could be a problem.
If that's all you have to work with, you can't keep living on the if come.
Ah, that's the food that you prepared.
for an emergency. Here, where are those keys to my safe deposit box? I'm going to take those $100,000 worth of government bonds, and I'm going to pack them right up there against the teller so everybody can see them. I stop the gold rush. They'll never catch a banker with his pants down.
Put on your pants, Captain. Please.
Once again, attack dogs were used to put down another food riot. Now here's Jay with another gloomy market report.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Lovely.
Papers say nice day tomorrow, too.
I haven't seen the papers.
Yes, well, there's not much in them. Not much.
From what had gone before, it was clear that this was to be no picnic.
Say.
Say what?
Did you ever hear of a thing called amnesia or aphasia? That means when your whole past has been wiped out, when you can't remember anything that's ever happened before.
Well, believe me, I'm saving my money for a rainy day.
Goodbye, moderation!
If a person goes out and hangs on a binge, they can't come home and say, I'm going to pray and have this not happen. They're still going to have their hangover. God's going to punish them. They're going to lay in it till that part of it is gone. In other words, once you create a problem through a sin in one form or the other, you're going to live with it, the built-in punishment thereof.
Hello, Bob. Say, listen, Bob. Yes, give it the works, will you? Everything, right away. All right.
The most glamorous street of America, Millionaire's Row, is where the homes and estates of many of New York's wealthiest psychiatric and alcoholic citizens stand.
I awoke this morning in my push-button Neiman Marcus bed. Knock, 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 knock. I caressed both tables that had died to provide me with a spread. Knock, 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 la, la, la.
And I don't know if I ever thought of it quite this way before.
But I woke this morning with a loud, clear conclusion in my head, which said, rich is better, rich is better,
Shut the hell up,
my. Rich is better.
We never see a headline, our red line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, honey.
Prosperity will get them into hot water.
But it takes money. We haven't got it.
Suppose I knew a way to get a hold of some money.
Oh.
We can't afford to do anything crooked. Do you understand?
Hey, listen, I know it's crooked, but I got into this jam through helping you fellas.
It's a shame to leave all that money down there.
Yeah.
That town owes us plenty.
It sure does.
It sounds good, but what about Bob's orders?
We won't even know about it till we give him his share.
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears.
This is desperate.
I am desperate. I'll take all the responsibility.
Well, I don't like calling you. Oh, after all, Nap, a fine hell I'd be if I didn't take a chance for him. What's a friend good for if you don't stand by a man when he's in trouble?
Oh, thanks, Harvey.
Just give us a line relieving us of all responsibility.
You're right. Well,
I know I'm right. And someday you'll thank me for this.
Say, I'm thanking you right now.
Someday he'll thank you, eh? Only when he does, I won't be here.
And Attila the Hun and his Austrian son left their hideout in Rio to fly out and relive the past. Sammy showed them around when they got into town, but he warned them the rules had been changed since they played the game last. Oh, Attila just grinned and winked at his friend. I forget what went down.
Let's get out of here.
If you expect the cloudburst.
And how?
Stores, bankrupt, factories closing, banks failing. One never knows when they're going to be wiped out.
Oh, you're getting yourself all a twitter over nothing. Your money's safe in our bank.
Well, how do I know it is?
I'm not losing any sleep over it.
Everybody over in Hillsdale has confidence in their bank, and it blew up this morning.
Oh, crap, it's on fire.
It is full of frozen assets.
Well, nobody's going to freeze mine.
Bob generally knows what he's doing. He does everything for the...
Sit down, shut up.
Our government is fully aware of its difficulties.
It can pull itself out of its economic rut without the assistance of any other crackpot. This attempted action must therefore be attributed to a diseased mind, afflicted with hallucinations of grandeur and obsessed with an insane desire to become a public benefactor.
One has to be smart when observing the effects of money on the arts.
Another fine mess.
No, we have but slept. Yes, through the economic recession, you see.
What?
Well, 5 million years ago, the galactic economy collapsed. Then, seeing that custom-built planets are something of a luxury commodity, you know we built planets,
oh,
do you?
Well, yes, I'd sort of gathered.
Fascinating trade. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
And that's bad.
There was something funny about the whole business.
The market has a logic whose wonders never cease. It's basically predictable and free of all caprice. It hits the floor in time of war and lower when there's peace. And all the smart investors rely on LSD. A simple little business, it's ABC.
Do you realize if you don't open that bank and pay me back what you owe me, your grandchildren will be on the street?
The bank will open. You'll get every cent.
I'll believe that when I see it.
But there'll be a warrant out for
him. A warrant? For whom? What's his description?
George wondered if his name was on that list the cops had found in the cabinet.
You know, Bob, I don't know.
I told you long ago that mongoloid George was our nemesis. Now he has struck his final blow.
George, look what you've done.
Warned you, he was an idiot.
Now that trailer, he saw the smoke in the air, and he wished he was there instead of inside watching our sail.
But Holland, if I don't get those bonds today, the bank will have to close.
So we said, go do your share, we ain't going nowhere. He agreed, grabbed his gun with a smile, and it wished us all well.
Are you disgraced?
Before he had got to his car, he had cut through the bar, snuck outside, and just sat back to watch till the curtain fell.
The shock and terror had made him wet his pants.
2 or 3 days ago, he ordered a sign, this bank open for business, and I ain't seen him since. Shall I cart it over and put it up?
Sure. Put it up.
Yeah.
The bank's gonna open.
Oh, well, I'm awful glad for all of our sake. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What a bad joke.
As we move deeper into the heart of Wall Street, we pass Trinity Church on your right.
Why did God let this happen?
Jesus, you're stinking.
And John the Baptist and Uncle Sam, they was carrying the plans for some new kind of object of faith.
A tablet bears these famous words. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free.
All your peace are belong to us.
If there are warning signs on the horizon, we need to pay attention to them.
How do we know that?
And we need to act in a positive way to make sure that our economy continues to grow so people will be able to find high-paying, high-quality jobs.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George.
Gosh, okay.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run. Ugh.
I'll give you $500. I'll make it $1,000. Money's no good anymore.
Here comes another truck.
time.
Time for what?
To take my money out.
Take your money out?
Yeah.
I was only fooling.
Yeah, there's a run from the bank.
What did you say?
I said, there's a run on the bank.
There's a run on the bank?
Certainly.
Oh, my money! Oh, my money! Oh, my money! Oh,
oh! What's going on in the bank?
Going all the money out.
What?
Really?
Yes, I'm going to
come out. The boss was asleep when he heard such a clatter. Sprang from his bed just to see what was the matter. Looked down on the street and that scene filled his eyes. But you know he wasn't even surprised. Well, he got on the phone and he ordered some thunder, some rain and some disc blades to plow it all under. Someone asked why with a sigh. The fools was up doing it again.
Wait a minute! Oh, wait a minute! Wait! Oh! Oh! You can't close this door in my face! Open it up! Open it up!
I've been thinking, Rob. Maybe if I went out there and talked to those people, I could make them understand about
you. Oh, you'd just be wasting your breath, Ben.
Only thing that mob will understand is a bullet.
Yeah, maybe they'll get one.
Say, Bob, I had an idea.
Promised me no one would get hurt.
Anyway, the recession came, so we decided to sleep through it. We just programmed the computers to revive us when it was all over. They were index-linked to the galactic stock market prices, you see, so that we'd be revived when everybody else had rebuilt the economy enough to be able to afford our rather expensive services again.
Good God, that's a pretty unpleasant way to behave, isn't it?
Is it? I'm sorry, I'm a bit out of touch now.
Around-the-clock coverage of this national disaster.
Oh, terrific.
And now, we switch you to the state capital, where His Excellency, the Governor, is speaking from the executive mansion.
Holy mackerel! And then I got scared, George, and closed the doors.
You must come with me. Great things are afoot. You must come now, or you will be late.
Late? What for?
Well.
Now, the first thing I noticed when we hit the street was the 7th Fleet. They was cruising the center of town. Struck me as very strange. And nobody seemed real clear who had sent them there. But they sure looked grand with the band, the balloons, and the clown. Another parade.
You almost had me.
You mean you're withdrawing your entire deposit?
Every cent. But look, I don't want any argument. I want my money.
Well, if you'll just wait a moment, I'll...
Do you mean to tell me I can't take my money out when I please?
You see, I have to get an okay from the president.
Well, it's none of his business. I put my money in here, and if I let you take it out.
Wall Street is still the banking and financial center of the world. Today, a seat on the exchange cost around $500.
Now, come on. Give me my money. Do I have to stand here all day and yell for my money? My money? My money?
This is Angel. This is Angel. We are the Android Sisters. What is your question?
All of reality exists in our minds. Is that true?
What is your intelligence rating?
I'm classified as a 5.5555.
You understand we only speak to you on the level that you can comprehend.
I appreciate that.
For those of you watching out there, adjust your IT rating to 5.5555. What is your question?
I already asked it.
What is your question?
I said I already asked it.
What is your question? What is your question?
All right, I want to know if reality is in my mind or is it out there? I mean, what if it's all in my mind? I mean, change my mind, I could change reality. Right. Wrong. What? I'm confused.
Dear confused, briefly, reality is merely what everyone agrees is real. What everyone agrees is not real does not exist.
Who programmed you?
Who programmed you?
How should I know? Everyone, I don't know. I'm still confused.
Dear Still Confused, you are confusing the symbol for reality. Money is a good example.
Money. What about money? I like money.
I will use two pieces of paper as an example. Can you see this?
I see one piece of paper. The other's money.
Two pieces of paper.
What?
Here are two pieces of paper, both the same size, both just paper. Humans are obsessed with money.
Not all humans, just some of us. Most of us.
One piece of paper is worth 500 solar credits. The other is worthless, not even worth a solar centavo. Do you know why?
Sure, one is a piece of money and the other's a piece of paper.
They are both paper.
Yeah, right.
One has been blessed by the treasury wizards. The other has not.
That's it?
The symbol is controlling your mind.
I see.
Oh, our time is up. This is Angel. This is Angel.
My money! I'm asking you, do I get it or don't I? Listen.
We are the Android Sisters. Until next time.
Anything for a buck.
The fabulous J.P. Morgan Financial Empire was reconstructed with money donated by school children from all over the United States.
Yeah!
Oh! Come on, I've got some work to do.
Oh, you won't kill Jerry!
There you go. I just wanted to see if you had your price. Most of us do.
Oh, yeah! The market is a hot tip your neighbor will supply, in which you keep investing till its price has hit the sky. So when you go to sell it, there is no one left to buy. It's plunge ahead with Edsel and sell AT&T. A simple little business, it's ABC.
At 1 p.m., the Dow Jones averages are down 777.43.
That's our stock market, ladies and gentlemen.
Great. Now what?
The impact was so great that a song was written about it.
When you haven't any coal in the stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse to the wind at your feet. When you haven't any shoes on your feet and your coat's in his paper and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little mice who will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes around, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, at your window see a love flies out the door. For money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round.
To come to make a touch. The bank has pulled.
For the last time, I'm asking you for my money. My money.
Well, you don't have to holler. What do you want?
I told you. I came here to take my money out. If I can get it.
You know, this bank has been open for 60 years, and no one has ever lost a dollar.
Uh-oh.
Oh, cut it out now.
Why, I've banked here for 20 years.
Yes. And the minute people start crying about hard times, you get panicky. You come yelling in here for your money like a wounded wildcat.
Listen.
No, we don't need customers like you. You're so clever and dirty.
What am I going to do with it?
Oh, stick it in your shirt. The best place for it.
The workers will rule the world someday, and all of your kind will be wiped away. Your socks and pants may have holes, but your plutocrats down your souls.
This ain't right, boss. Nothing's right anymore. Go on.
Now, getting it ready for you. Now, getting it ready for you.
Neighbors! Cossacks! Ah, what do I see? You shiver and tremble, and you call yourselves free. You're slaves, and what right to the powers of cash? I'm proud as can be, but they can't frighten me. You'll die as you live, a useless slut. Parasites living off parasites. And what have you got?
Ah, like guzzler.
Scum.
Yeah, bum.
Welcome to your king. Does your majesty bring news of the plutocrats down south? Those rich, idle shirkers who live on us workers.
Yeah, you work hard with your mouth.
Yeah.
That's just about enough.
Love that radical stuff. If a man doesn't work, he ought to be dead.
Pardon me, egghead. You talk like a red.
You're parasites all. Your brothers in crime. When the revolution comes, you won't sit pretty.
Egghead, I demand an explanation.
Well, it's up to you to prove I'm wrong.
Any time now.
Why the hesitation?
Not long now for free money.
What?
Free money.
What?
Where is it?
Here, very soon. And it's free. Free money. Arriving now.
This is your order, then.
100 gallons of blood, 200 gallons of urine, 500 cubic feet of animal manure. Yeah.
Where do you want it put?
Put it in the vat.
Put it in vat, Fred.
Don't rush the stairway!
The promulgation of such a weird, fantastic, and impractical plan as contemplated by the defendant in these times with the country incapacitated by economic ailments and endangered with an undercurrent of social unrest is capable of fomenting a disturbance from which the country may not soon recover. It is our duty to stop it.
Prosperity will return in a moment.
My money.
Tell her that we'll have the bank open before noon tomorrow.
You will? Oh, I always said you'd put it over.
I am so screwed.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing that a dose of rat poison wouldn't cure.
And now, John, that's no way to start married life.
The new president. I did it a little gladly to keep the respect of the people in this town.
Well, what I did was for them, too. I took a risk for them, and I lost. You've struggled and worked and slaved for them. And what's it got us? I'll wind up in jail and you'll wind up at the poorhouse.
We can't think of ourselves now.
Why not? Haven't we sacrificed enough? What have we got left?
Responsibility to the people of this town.
Responsibility. All I've heard all my life is the war on honesty, the war on this and the war on that. The war on name can rot for all I care.
Oh my God, it's almost dark. They'll be waking up soon.
Millionaire's Row is where the homes and estates of many of New York's once wealthiest citizens once stood. Once the most glamorous street of America, Millionaire's Row. It's pretty much Skid Row today.
Who do you eat?
This is military orders. All civilians are subject to summary execution. Stay in your homes. Repeat, Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from street.
Down on steel and carbon, and high on UFOs. Up your IT farming, that's how the money goes.
Do you realize what you've done?
Yes, I do.
Your country has no future now.
You see?
There's nothing you can do about it.
You're stupid mimes. Stupid.
Our job here was a success.
Stupid.
And soon we'll be back in the 23rd century.
You see? You see?
Sweet dreams of wealth.
Whoops.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Things can't go on like this. I've tried and tried, and I can't stand it another day. I don't care if we starve. Oh, Lizzie.
We has to trade in Lizzie, because we is needing food.
Oh! Oh! I've been stripped of everything I've got!
Priestess, pilgrim far, I thought the doves had my back. Now I'm in the
king, but he can restore some swine.
So bad.
Oh, it's awful. Ah.
No. I think I'm going to be sick.
Your nose will tell you we're approaching the financial district.
Like a bitter, sour ass.
Today, a seat on the exchange cost around 5 cents. And it's pretty much falling.
Don't throw your garbage down here.
But worst of all was the disgrace.
Wait a minute. Listen. Don't you hear that wailing, wailing? Men marching, marching, marching in the rain. Jobs, jobs. Gee, don't it get you?
Okay. Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
No.
What
would Jesus do?
Like the good book says.
On the way!
We've been going through a tough time together, this town and this grand country of ours. But the worst is over and we've learned a big lesson. Yeah, but the biggest thing of all we've learned is this.
There are bigger deals to come.
Don't be mad at me.
You know, when the Dow Jones is up, it's good. When it's down, it's not so good.
Indeed. I'm going to put the money back in the bank.
In what
bank? Gulp. Wall Street was falling apart.
I'm sorry, old man. I know this spot you're in. I'd give my right arm if I could help you.
Make it 4 pounds to your left foot. Stay on second. I'll better keep your foot for when we're ready to run.
I won't get what went down after that at all. Happened so bad. Looking real bad, and the luck that we had had been lost in the park after dark when the army arrived. Big trouble, you know, cause they was sweeping the town, chasing renegades down. There's no friends to be found, there was no place at all left to hide. And the Austrian son, he was having some fun. He'd been put in command of the camps, and his prisoners all died. Cross town in a penthouse suite of the tallest building.
New York. And we're here to see the arrival and the departure of the elite of international society. The men and women who shape the destinies of nations.
We are sacrificing to our God!
Hallelujah! A narrow winding staircase to the top of the tallest building in Lower Manhattan is worth the climb. The view at the top is breathtaking.
Always has been. Any reason for a change?
We don't want money. Money is a curse. It's risky business and worse. I know a fella who found some dough. He put it in a bank. The bank gave him his dough, began to grow. He got rich in a hurry. Then he started in to worry. Worried because he was in dough and jumped right out of the window.
1,046 feet up. And 1,046 feet down, down, into the Street of Shadows. The Street of Forgotten.
Then you just sort of forget the whole thing. If you're smart.
Oh!
The impact was so great that a song was written about it.
After you jump off of the skyscraper, after you jump, and we read about it in the paper.
Thank you.
coming down now are the first of New York's once wealthiest citizens. It's estimated so many people, quite sensibly, plunge magnificently from this point that if they all pike the sidewalks in one time, there wouldn't be enough room on Wall Street to take care of them.
Funny, funny snap.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, back on the street, this clown in a gown and a hat with tattoos on his shoulder comes over and whispers, it's gonna be all right. It says he's a personal friend of the boss and then asks if they got any sheep he can sacrifice later that night.
Look, everyone, he hasn't been gone that long.
Look!
That's him. That's the guy.
Gotcha.
John! I swear to God, it's all a big mistake. You gotta believe me. I'm so sorry.
You stand here convicted wittingly of sneak thievery.
I'm sorry.
Low hydration.
I'm sorry.
Sodomy.
I don't know how it happened.
And enthusiastic corruption of the public good.
You've got the wrong man.
How many times have I heard that before?
Wall Street is a $500 billion graveyard. Wall Street, Skid Row, whatever you want to call it, is the worst slum in Lower Manhattan.
Gee, don't cry. It ain't so bad. You go to sleep like a good little kid, and tomorrow morning, everything will be all right.
As if on cue.
Snap it up, will you? On stage, forgotten man number. Forgotten man number, everybody on stage. Come on, girls, make it snappy. Forgotten man number, on stage. All right, girls, on stage. Forgotten man number. On stage, forgotten man number. All right, Miss Carol, forgotten man number.
Remember my forgotten man? You put a rifle in his hand. You sent him far away. You shouted, hip hooray! But look at him today. Remember my forgotten man. You had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow. The sweat fell from his brow. But look at him right now. Forgetting him, you see. means you're forgetting me. Like my forgotten man.
Leaving the sprawling financial tenement district behind, we find ourselves suddenly out in the open in a beautiful park at the very tip of the island. Looks quiet now.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, very funny.
We have learned that the stock market may go down, but the sun will always come up.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that you'll borrow.
Sir, listen, if we could, for a moment, move on to the subject of fiscal policy.
Fiscal policy?
Yes.
How can you have money? It doesn't grow on trees,
well,
you know.
Look, if you would allow me to continue.
Continue.
Yeah, since we decided a few weeks ago to adopt leaves as legal tender, we have, of course, all become immensely rich.
Yes, really?
We have also run into a small inflation problem on account of the high level of leaf availability, which means that, I gather, the current going rate has something like three major deciduous forests buying one peanut.
Yes.
So, in order to obviate this problem and effectively revalue the leaf, we are about to embark on an extensive defoliation campaign and burn down all the forests. I think that's a sensible move, don't you?
That makes economic sense.
You're absolutely... You're a bunch of raving nuts.
doctor!
Well, is it, Marge? Yes.
I have got news for you. It doesn't matter, a pair of fetid dingoes' kidneys, what you all choose to do from now on. Burn down the forest, anything. It won't make a scrap of difference. And that's it. Your race will be dead, gone, and good riddance to you. Remember that.
But there must be something we can do.
No, nothing. Really, nothing. Because it's all been done. I mean, listen. That doesn't change the future because we've seen it. I mean, wise up, kid. The human race is currently sitting round that rock over there making documentaries about themselves. There's nothing you can do to change it because it's already happened.
It's all been a bit of a waste of time for you, hasn't it? It's sad, though. Just at the moment, it's a very beautiful planet.
It is. It is indeed. The rich primal greens, the river snaking off into the distance, the burning of trees.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it's probably gonna be.
Prosperity will return tomorrow.